B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, you hit us up on Sound Offline and leave a message, and your message, it impresses us, or it kind of gives us any kind of a strange reaction that we think will play good on radio and now television, we'll put it in our package for the day. So let's see what we got on Sound Off today. And before we get to that, by the way, I got to tell you about our Fanatic Deal of the Week, which is a great deal of the week. Fanatic Deal of the Week, $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pennsauken, the site of my first date with a girl. For $25. First time I took a girl out to dinner was at the pub many years ago.
Love the pub.
This exclusive offer from the Fanatics Deal of the Week is available through Sunday, March 31st, or while supplies last. Check it out now, 975thefanatic.com. The keyword is deal. All right, let's roll.
You can't lose twice to the Hawks, and you also lost to the Cavaliers. If you're one of the elite teams, you can't lose to bad teams that are 20, 30 games under 500. I'm sorry. I'm not making any excuses, but he's making bad decisions sometimes when it comes to personnel.
I'm sure
and
in the
I'm
history.
I'm just sick and tired of seeing the same stuff.
In the history of the NBA, there has been a great team that never lost to a bad team. Right? In the history of the NBA. Of course they lose! Nobody goes 82-0, so there's going to be games that good teams, like even the great Chicago Bulls team, right? Even the great Lakers team had to lose some games, and they must have lost in the lousy teams on a night when they weren't playing well.
Yes, I remember the Bulls with Jordan when they set the then record, the 70 wins at the time. They lost to a team under 500 during that year. Oh, how Michael Jordan let that happen.
In a perfect world, you would think that a good team would beat a bad team every time. It's the NBA. These are pro players.
It's like pulling teeth with these fans. Guys, you can't call up and say, oh, the Sixers aren't good against good teams. Oh, the Sixers can't beat the Nets. This Sixers team has never played the Nets. You just sound idiotic. And you're making all of us, the Philadelphia sports fans, look bad. Stop with those phone calls. The Sixers will breeze out of the first round.
This first round nonsense is like ridiculous. You could possibly fathom that they can lose four games. Maybe a game, okay? One game they can lose to the Nets or the Pistons. They're going to lose four.
These people need to relax, man. We lost one game, dude. We're not going to go undefeated the whole year. Mike, there's a movie quote for you, brother. You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day, brother.
What movie is that from?
Friday.
That's what?
Friday. It's before he fights Debo. You
that's
win
Friday?
Some,
oh,
you
okay.
lose
oh,
some. But you live to fight another day.
I thought he was talking about a sports movie.
Well, that's the only movie I know of a Friday before he fought Debo.
Okay.
Debo had a fatal flaw in that fight scene. One time he had Craig knocked out with the sleeper hold. And then rather than knock him out with a temple shot or whatever, he hit him in the chest. And then that kind of revived Craig, and then he came out and took him out with a brick. But that was where I remember him saying it before someone put the gun down. And
Debo was fierce looking, man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have been afraid of Debo.
Yeah.
R-E-L-A-S. Find out, they lost one game. It's not like they answered, they just won six. These people are panicking. If they lose like that over and over again in the playoffs, then there's something to panic about. But just relax.
All right, so where were these callers today? None of them called today. I think it's time for sound off.
Cats lose. Ah, that's a shame.
It must have hurt that kid who does their play-by-play.
Oh, Austin?
No, the guy who does their radio play-by-play. He He does cats win, cats win, cats win after they win.
Yeah.
You know that? You ever read Listen to him on the radio?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The guy,
I forget
his name, but he does with my buddy Whitey. Does the broadcast.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens if you lose a game like that with how he signs off.
Probably thank you. Thank you to the seniors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to the seniors.
Yeah.
All right.
The Phillies have done a lot to improve the offense, but they're still missing the boat on the starting pitcher. They've only got one bona fide starter so far, and who knows? If he should get hurt, what happens there? You got three guys, Pivetta, Velasquez, and Eflin, and none of them have really proved themselves yet. The probability that you're going to get all three of these guys doing decent is almost zilch.
And there's nothing you can do about it, bro. You just got to live with it. Now, you got to hope Arrieta is okay. And then Pivetta's had a good spring, so we'll see what happens. But I agree with you. But here's the thing. They'll know what exactly they have to do to correct it. And so I have faith in it. Meanwhile, they're going to win some games with their offense. It's going to make it a little better that their rotation is not that great.
You know, Mikey, personally, I don't use a knife to eat spaghetti or pizza. But food isn't meant to be respected. It's meant to be eaten. And how people do it is really none of your concern. So knock it off!
No, it is my concern. Food is to be respected. And you can't eat spaghetti and drink milk with spaghetti. You're diluting the taste of the spaghetti. You know? You're taking away the acidic, tomato-y appeal of a good tomato sauce is diluted by milk. Respect the food.
Mike Trout, what a sellout to the city of Philadelphia and the local area. I want him nowhere near an Eagles game where I see him chumming in the comfy seat for a Birds game. Oh, no. He should be banned. He is not a true Philadelphian. See you, Mike. You're done.
You are the absolute worst of all Philadelphia fans. You are in that category of the worst of Philadelphia fans for having that kind of reaction to a guy who was offered $425 million. Come on, dude.
Can't have it both ways. Federal Codger said that baseball players should shave and dress the same way. You said, let them express their own individuality. Well, if I want to eat spaghetti with a fork and a knife, I'm just expressing my own individuality.
Your individuality is bogus. See, there's some things you just can't do. Cutting spaghetti with a knife and a fork isn't Medigan. Now, if you want to live that way the rest of your life and justify it, then go ahead. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.